Spend the Summer in God's Country, an editorial written by editor Mike Crocus and read by online editor Brandon A. Evans. God's Country. Hear those two words and they evoke different images to different people. In fact, a random survey of 100 individuals could very well draw 100 different responses when you ask them what place or area comes to mind when they hear the phrase, God's Country. Places like the Holy Land, Rome and Assisi, Italy, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Wyoming, Montana, Colorado, Indiana. Indiana? Yeah, Indiana. For many readers and visitors here, there are umpteen reasons for our fair state to be dubbed God's Country. We, of course, now have St. Theodore Guerin, our own canonized saint. The founders of the Sisters of Providence of St. Mary the Woods remains can be venerated at the Church of the Immaculate Conception at the Mother House off Highway 150 west of Terre Haute. There's the Shrine of Monte Cassino, a beautiful chapel in the woods near St. Leonard, and so much more in our state. We can fill this space and then some to share our litany of what we think qualifies Indiana as God's Country. With apologies to William Shakespeare, Margaret Wolfe Hungerford, or whoever coined the phrase, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, we realize that humankind will probably never reach consensus where the label God's Country is concerned. To be fair, how can one visit the Holy Land, Rome, or Assisi, or even Washington, D.C., or Philadelphia, and not believe our Creator's hand was at work in the masterpieces each one of those regions represent? Span the globe, and the same can be said for Quito, Ecuador, Sydney, Australia, Highlands, North Carolina, and everywhere in between. God was at work in all this, and our Creator brought so much beauty to all corners of the world that it would take years to see it in person. Of course, that's next to impossible for most of us, but there's nothing wrong with formulating a plan B, and in this age of ever-increasing gas prices, a plan C may even be necessary. Still, the Criterion's annual vacation travel supplement included in our special pull-out B section this week offers a list of potential travel destinations that our staff feels is worth a look or two if you and your family have the time, energy, and resources. While Rome, Assisi, or the Holy Land may not be realistic travel destinations this summer, you can stay stateside and visit our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Take in the special flavor and history of Philadelphia, or go west and see Mount Rushmore, Yellowstone National Park, the Grand Canyon, and so much more. Of course, as we said, there are plenty of reasons to stay here as well. You can do the dunes in Indiana and enjoy the beaches on Lake Michigan's eastern shoreline, or spend a day enjoying Turkey Run State Park's 2,382 acres west of Indianapolis. Summer in Indiana wouldn't be complete without our parish festivals, and there are plenty to choose from again this year. They began in the Archdiocese last weekend with a parish festival at St. Joseph Parish in Shelbyville, and end on October 21st with the parish festival at St. Isidore the Farmer Parish in Bristow. The complete list is included on pages 3b to 4b of this week's print edition. God's Country is waiting for you this summer. Yes, here in Indiana, and at destinations north, south, east, and west of us. Get out and see His creation. No matter where the Spirit leads, you shouldn't be disappointed.